Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiulim, Binyanei Halel. We've seen Baruch Hashem. The flows, we explained in the previous year, the Pshat in the Ramban. We asked numerous kashas on the Ramban. The Ramban holds that Halel is Doraisa. And we explained that the Ramban doesn't mean that for Kiyum is a Simcha and Yom Tov, you need Shira. In order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Simcha, you need Shira. Otherwise, we would have a kasha from Nashim, other kashas. What's the Havamin of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So what the Ramban means is that since there's a din simcha, it comes from the fact that it's a day of simcha. It's a day of simcha. Mel is a din simcha. So it's included in the special chiv in the Torah of Yom Simchaschem that requires shira. So it's a chiv b'fnei atzma that was said about men, for men. And therefore, women are patur because it's a man grama. And it doesn't have to be done every day. Of Yom Tov and Pesach, it's not the halal is not said every day. It's a chiyuv shira b'metzias of simcha of Yom Tov. When you have a metzias of simcha, then you have to sing. You have to say shir. You have to say halal. Memela, if you do it on Pesach, once is enough because ein chalukah makarbon esayim. And if you have a havamina Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because they're called a moed and a chag, chag is a metzias of simcha. Even if it doesn't have all the dinei simcha, maybe you think you require shira. And therefore, there's also a chiyuv of al-kol tzara, shelo tava la-tzibur. Whenever we're saved from a tzara, that we're nigel from a tzara, we have to say halel. Why? Because on yantar, the mitzias of simcha that's mechayib halel is the din simcha. There's a mitzias of simcha, and yantar mil is the din simcha. And that's why we have to sing. And b'chol tzara shenigalim, there's simcha without a din simcha. It's just a mitzvah of simcha. It also requires shira. Like upon him, that's betamtzis, how we explained the pshat in the Ramban. And now, megayit vayitel b'siyata d'shmaya g'doyla me'od. B'chidushei Ramban, b'psachim b'daf kuf yud zayin amud aleph, uv'ran, sham mevuar, she'ahalel she'b'shas shchitas ha'pesach, hu halel ala mitzvahs. We learned in the Gemara, in Pesachim Tzadihei, Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, that we say Halel B'Shaz Shchitas HaPesach. And that, say the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, is a Halel Ala Mitzvahs. And they write that for this reason, it's not included in the 18 days, Shekoyim Leon Zahal, the Gemara in Elchin, enumerates 18 days that we finish Halel, we say Halel Sholei. But this is not included. The Shchitas HaPesach, Shchitas HaPesach is not included in that because it's the Halal is said not mitzad the Yom Tov, but mitzad the mitzvah. The 18 days are Yom Tovim. This is mitzad the mitzvah. And similarly, Linyan Halal Shel Leil Haskadosh HaChag, which is also for the same reason. It's not said mitzad the chag, but rather it's said mitzad the mitzvah of, like the Ramban there writes, that we have matzah, we stop in the middle of Halel and we eat matzah, and we eat the Korban Pesach, we would have a Korban Pesach. So this kriya sahala ala pesach umatza choivi. In other words, it's a kriya ala mitzvahs, just like the kriya sahalil that we say at shchitas pesach is a kriya ala mitzvahs. So hu adin the halal that we say at leila said there is also a kriya sahala ala mitzvah. אבל מצד שני, כשהביא שם בדבריו את שיטת הגאונים, שאין ברכה על קריאה זו, כותב שם הרמב"ן לתמוע שאין לך הלל חובה כאכילת פסחים שושת גאולה. He brings the שיטת הגאונים that there's no ברכה in this קריאה, and he's tamei, doesn't understand. There's no halal that's a chova, like achilas psachim, which is shas hageula. Like this hallel that said at Leila Seder, which is Shas HaGeula. So if it's Ala Mitzvah, we said that it's on the Mitzvah. So what does it have to do with Shas HaGeula? Not because it's Shas HaGeula, it's because it's a Mitzvah. That's why we're saying hallel, not because it's Shas HaGeula. As Mevoar, Kamo She'amarnu. Sheikarohu Din. B'matzav shel simcho ha-mechayiv shiro. U'matzav zeh l'didei toluhi o b'moadim, o b'geula mitzara, o b'mitzvah shi klapei geula zu. Zot omeret, according to the Ramban, what's mechayiv halal? A metzias of simcha. You have this matzav of simcha, that's mechayiv shira. According to the Ramban, it would depend whether it is either a moed, that counts, it's a geula mitzara, that counts, or it's a mitzvah klape di gula, which is Leil Pesach. As a matim meod, shitat Ramban. Shebishas asiyas mitzvah zu, when you're doing a mitzvah that's klape, that's vis-a-vis, the gula, that's mechayiv simcha and the shir of halil. And therefore the Ramban writes, shemitzvah bishas gula vadai simcha hi ha-mechayeves halil. That a mitzvah that's done at the time of Geula on Lil Pesach is definitely a big simcha. That obligates us to say halal. Big simcha obligates halal. There's no halal like this. So what are they going to mean? That there's no bracha on this kriya. There's no greater chova than this halal, because this is b'shas simcha of the Geula. So this is all the Ramban, but we saw in a previous shir that it's not Bechreach Shit, it's the other Rishonim. It could be, because like as we explained, it's Pekenufia Shel Kol Yisrael. When all the Jewish people are gathered together to do a mitzvah, that's a proper time, the Chazal understood. B'roichav Binosam, that's why Rabbi Asher Weiss likes to say sometimes, when he explains different Ma'amari Chazal, Tekanas of Chazal, so he says, B'roichav Binosam, this is the way they understood things, so. There's no kashas to ask, right? That's the way they understood it. That's the way they understood it. That's Machaivas. That's Chazal. Beroichav binosam, with their great, expansive understanding. So al kulponim, others would hold that, beknufish al kol Yisrael, that's why we have to say halal. But the Ramban holds no. Since it's Bishas, this, Shritas HaPesach, halal mitzvah. So, Memela, there's a great simcha now. When we're saying this Hallel b'shas shchitas haPesach, there's a great simcha. We're doing this mitzvah which is klapi the geula. So Memela, we have to say Hallel on Leil Pesach. We're doing this mitzvah klapi the geula. Memela, we have to say Hallel. So that's the Ramban's criterion for halal. That there's a mitzias of simcha, and that's mechayiv halal. V'nimtza lefi zeh, sheladat haRamban, din ha-halel, hu klapei simchas hayoim, ha-mechayeves shira. There's a simcha of the day that obligates us in shira. And not as we learned earlier, in previous shiurim, that this is the zman ha-matim. In other words, there are certain times that are fitting times to say halal. These are zmanei halal. Well, that's why we're daik in Lashon Chazal, kol perek v'perek. Kol perek v'perek, v'akol tzara v'tzara, shelo tavu ala tzibruk, shenagolam imenu. So these are times that are the fitting times to say halal. So according to the other shita, there are just certain times that are fitting times to say halal. What are these fitting times to say halal? Moadim, being nigal mitzara, or shchitas haPesach. These are all where this knufiyah shel kol Yisrael, all the Jews are gathered together. These are zmanim matimim to say halal. But according to the Ramban, what's the din halal? Halal is simchas hayom. Just according to the Ramban, Hamishutaf, the common denominator between Kol Perek Uperek or Kol Tzara V'Tzara, is the Simcha that we have at these times. That's Machayev the Shir of Halal. So when there's this Metzias of Simcha, it's Machayev Shir of Halal. That's the Ramban. Uvezen Rali Yashev, Mashik Shu Achroinim, Tshuvas Binyan Shloimoi Be'orach Chayim B'Simen Samach Aleph, Tshuvas B'Sefer Toras Refoel B'Simen Ayin He, Ala Mevu'ar Medivrei HaTosfot, B'Daf Lamed Chet B'Mesechet Sukkah, Tivu HaMasril Misha Hoya, Shenoshim Pturois Me'Halel D'Chanukah. Women don't have to say Halel on Chanukah, Tosfos says. We also see in the Rambam that women are pater. He brings the din that if a woman or a child read out the halal, you have to repeat after them. You can't be yotze with them because they're not chayiv. And he brings this in Hilchas Chanukah. So the Rambam is learning that even from the halal of Chanukah they're pater. So we see from Tosfos that women are pater from halal on Chanukah, and we see from the Ramban that women are pater from halal on Chanukah. Or from the Rambam that women are pater from halal on Chanukah. So, what's the kasha then that the Achronim ask that we mentioned before, the Toras Refoel and the Binyan Shleime, that we see in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, that women are chayavos b'ner Chanukah? Why? Because afhein hayu ba'oseh ha'neis, the women were also in that miracle. So lama lo yischayvu mehaytaim anami b'halal d'chanukah shebo'al ha'neis? Women are chayv in Chanukah because afhein hayu ba'oseh ha'neis, for the same reason they should be halal chayv in halal. We see this also in Rashi, in the Rashban and Pesachim, when it says akol tzorah v'tzorah, we say halal that we're nigal, they say it's Chanukah. So let women be obligated, because afhein hayu boso anes, we were nigal from the tzara, and women were also nigal. So let them be part of that, the halal saying, the halal declaration, whatever, however you want to call it. So why are women potter? Why do we see in the Rishonim, in Tosfos and Rambam, that women are potter from halal? Let them be chayiv, because afhein hayu boso anes. אז לפי מה שנתבאר, לא קשה קושי זו, לא לדעס הרמב״ם, ולא לדעס הרמב״ן. לפי דברינו, לאור דברינו, this kasha is not difficult, neither according to the Rambam, nor according to the Ramban. Because according to the Rambam, Rabbi Moshe, the son of Maimon, הרי ביארנו, שאין הנס מחייב הלל, כשם שהוא מחייב עד לוקס נר חנוכה. אלא שהיועים של הניצחון הוא יועים הרוי לחיוב ההלל שישנו רק בימים מסוימים. That's how we explain Shittas HaRambam, that there are certain days that are מחויב in הלל. Certain time periods that are מחויב in הלל. As we explain, what's מחייב according to the Rambam, in other Rishonim, what's מחייב הלל? הלל! How is Mechayev Halal? Because a Jew has an obligation to praise Hashem. Elamai can only be said on specific days. You say Halal every day, a person's a Mechayev and a Megadim Chas V'Sham. So that's the Mechayev of Halal. Halal. Aval HaNes lo Mechayev Halal. Nes is Mechayev Adlokas Ner Chanukah. But the Nes is a Mechayev Halal. El Sheayom Shel HaNitzachon is a day that's right to say Halal. What's Mechayev Halal is Halal. And it was said, it's set at certain times. When are those times? The day of the victory. That's a yom, that's royal l'chiyuv ha'halel, that's only b'yomim misuyomim. At certain time periods, certain junctures, we say halel. But it's a chiyuv of the day, that at certain times, it's not the nes that's machayim. It's just that after there was a nes, at that time, now this is a fitting time period to say halel. But again, ultimately the machayim of halel is halel. It was just established at certain times. And Mimela, it's a chiyuv al hayom. If it's a chiyuv al hayom, women are pturos because of mitzvah sheish is man karama. Zalom afriya lanu lefi haramba. Why women are pater? Mitzvah sheish is man karama. It's not a klunav heinoy b'osa neis, because the neis is mechayev adlakas ner Chanukah, not halal. V'gam l'dat haramban, harei nitba'er, sheikaro b'yom she, b'yom simcha, shechol bo chiv shetiyah bo simcha sashir. It's not a din shira ala neis atzmo, שבזה היו נשים מחויבות מכל המתחייב כלפי הנס. אם זה היה כלפי הנס, אז נשים היו מתחייבות כמו כל דבר כלפי הנס, כמו הדלקת נרות. But it's not כלפי הנס. Rather, when there's a day of simcha, מציאות של simcha, that's מחייב הלאה. That day that is a מציאות של simcha is חייב הלאה. So ממילא, well, why is there מציאות של simcha? Because of the נס, בסדר, but that's not what's the מחייב of הלאה. מחייב הלאה is that this day has a מציאות של simcha. And the Mimela, that women are Pater, because Mitzvah is Mangrama. So according to both of them, the Pater is going to be out to Mitzvah is Mangrama. Okay, so Tafasta, Ruba, Lo Tafasta. We still have a velt more to talk about, Rabbi Yisrael. What can I say? This is a broad topic. Talal. Ashir el Hashem b'chayai, azam el Elokai b'odi. So we have to do a lot of singing to Hashem. So Mimela, we also have to talk about it a lot and have a lot of Torah about it as well. So Mirtz Hashem, for Kadosh Baruch Hu is kind, as he always is, as always has been, we will, please God, continue. We have concluded with Siyata D'Shemaya, our eighth share in the series, Tafasta, Ruvah Lo Tafasta, Bezrat Hashem, Anachem Namshich, B'Simcha U'B'Tuv Leivav B'Shiur Haba, V'Nireh Hemshech Nefla'ot Mi Toiras. Hashem is Borach. Toda rabba 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 שהייתם ממנו ושהאזנתם ואני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה עריבה עליכם כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי ואנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה בלי נדר שלום שלום.